my dear friend Jenny Hubbard is back in studio, and she's just a light. I've said to you, Jenny, for the years that we have been friends, you've always been an inspiration to me.
Thank you.
I really enjoy talking to you. I know I usually do a better job. I will confess, I usually do a better job of not bothering you within the timeline of the anniversary. I actually was really grateful that it was landing on a weekend this year, because I thought maybe you guys would kind of get away from the media a little bit. Mm. Jenny Hubbard is the founder of the Catherine Violet Hubbard Foundation, the Animal Sanctuary, now Catherine's Learning Barn. I mean, so many incredible things have come out of what was, in my opinion, the worst day in Connecticut history, which was the Sandy Hook school tragedy, this weekend marking 13 years. And I obviously want to talk about your daughter.
Sure.
We were just saying, you know, before we got on the air, to be totally transparent with you listening at home, I was saying what I think is incredible is that when you think about the legacy that is left behind for your children as a mom, mm-hmm. you know, the fact that your daughter's legacy is so much bigger than what the average person's will be, but she had a shorter life than the average person. What is that like?
It really is. It's humbling because there's a layer of responsibility that comes with that, because her legacy has been built by an enormous amount of people who didn't know her.
But that's got to be overwhelming.
It is. It is, because she was six.
Right.
And the day that she died, she was a 6-year-old living in Newtown, Connecticut with a brother and a dog and a, you know, your average American family. I put her on the bus and off she went. And now we have people from all over the country, mm-hmm. let alone world. We have people we have a supporter in Spain who is such a good friend of the sanctuary. I love her. And to think that she didn't know Catherine. Mm-hmm. She though is committed to making sure that Catherine's spirit lives. And that is something I truly believe requires celebration.
Mm. I agree with you.
Yeah.
I agree with you. I mean, in what the foundation has done in the last over decade now is just unbelievable. I do want to backtrack really quickly. If you're not familiar with the Catherine Violet Hubbard Foundation, you should be. Tell us a little bit about the inspiration and obviously mm-hmm. the mission.
Sure. So Catherine's passion and commitment was animals. She wanted nothing more than to make sure that they knew that she was kind and that in her care, they would be safe. And so that is the foundation of everything that we do. Our work at the sanctuary specifically is to make sure that animals remain free from harm in homes and in native habitats. It's that simple. And we do it three ways. We care for animals, we teach humans how to care for animals, and we conserve habitats. And so it's, to me, the realization that a simple 6-year-old innocent whisper to animals, she would send them off. She would collect them and then take care of them for the day.
I love that she collects them. I think that's
and
the
then
best.
She would send them off, because that was the rule in our house.
Right.
They have to go back. They got to
go home.
Right.
And
so she would send them off with this sweet little request of, can you tell your friends I'm kind?
Oh,
and
gosh.
In her mind, they were going back to this place.
Of course they were.
Where they were all going to sit around a table with their families and they were going to kibitz about what they did during the day.
Catherine.
Yeah, and let me tell you about Catherine, and let's all go back and see her tomorrow.
Hmm.
And so it's that premise that we do our work. And what we're finding is that through caring for animals, whether it's direct care, learning about, or conserving habitats, people are becoming kinder and gentler. So the sanctuary has been a bridge for fostering human empathy.
Mm. Which is also something that I think became very apparent after what happened, was the need for that. And I think that's did you expect when you launched this years ago that it would have gotten to where it is today?
No. The irony of all of this is Catherine's obituary asked for donations to go in her memory to the Animal Center of Newtown, with the thought being that donations in her memory would go to a place that she loved, the Animal Control Center.
Mm.
And a typographical error set into motion what is the Catherine Violet Hubbard Animal Sanctuary. There was a rescue called the Animal Center of Newtown, and they received an outpouring of love and generosity. And so they approached us after the fact. They didn't know who we were. We didn't know who they were. They were kindred spirits of Catherine's. These beautiful women sat at our dining room table and they said, what would you like to do with the $125,000+ that came in Catherine's memory?
Holy moly.
It was a there was international attention on it that I didn't even fathom. We turned off the TV.
Of course.
We kind of wrapped Freddie up in a little cocoon.
Yeah.
And made sure that our focus was on grieving Catherine and trying to wrap our heads around what had just happened. And so the question back to them was, what do you think? Like, you're her kindred spirits. And they suggested an animal sanctuary. Melissa, I kid you not, my question to them was, what is an animal sanctuary?
Well, I think it's a good question, though.
Yeah. And they described it as a It was Harmony, who is still with us today.
Love you, Harmony, by the way.
She came back and she said, the vision is this, that children would see their own innate beauty in the animals that they encounter. And that was it, because that's what Catherine's spirit was. Mm-hmm. Everything about her tied back to an animal. She got an American, what were they,
American Girl doll.
Yes. She got the doll. But she wanted the dog. And
of
so when we would play, she'd say, you can be the doll.
I'll be the dog. Yes. I get her.
And
I do get her.
So, you know, as we started thinking about what is this place of healing, which is what a sanctuary is, and how do people see their own innate beauty in the animals that they encounter, that vision just started coming to life. 2 years ago, the state recognized us as a beacon for building human empathy. This year, we received the nonprofit of the year for the country. I think that when things are rooted in goodness and there's a steadfast focus on remaining true to what that focus originally was, and for us, it's honoring Catherine's wish of keeping animals safe, amazing things can happen. And I think as we mark this anniversary, personally, as a family, we recognize the void that's there. There's a quietness and a missing of Catherine, of course. But there's also a marking of a moment where amazing things emerged out of the most horrific tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
And for me not to recognize that amazing things can happen from the depths of tragedy, that alone would be a tragedy.
Mm. I agree. I was just saying to Jenny Hubbard, I can't believe you're my friend. So Jenny Hubbard is here, who's the founder of the Catherine Violet Hubbard Foundation, the Animal Sanctuary, which is incredible. And we got to talk about Catherine's Learning Barn.
Yes, we do.
I mean, first of all, that building, you can feel the second you walk into this building, just the property, when you see it from the outside, there was so much love poured into this building. It is incredible. And the turnaround was very fast.
Yep.
I mean, talk a little bit about Catherine's Learning Barn.
So if you think about it, December 10th, of last year.
Yes.
We raised the trusses in a traditional barn raising. And close to 9 months later, the barn was completed. The project was led by Verde Construction. And the amount of time and care and attention that was poured into it, not only their own teams, but in the teams that they assembled to help construct it. You know, the barn garnered close to $300,000 of in-kind donations. And that's because of the Verde team working with folks and asking if they would want to help. And so because of that facility, our programs and what we're able to do and the impact that we're able to make is completely changed.
Mm-hmm.
So programming, educational programming that was limited to spring to fall.
Right, because there was nowhere inside.
We were bound by weather.
Mm-hmm.
Is now year round. We brought on two educators that are working tirelessly on creating curriculum for schools and programs for scouts and seniors, and being able to deliver our work and teach people how to care for animals to a wider audience than we ever thought possible. We hosted a field trip, a group of kids from a local Newtown school, And there was a bus sitting next to the barn. It was this school bus. And it just, I stopped and it just took my breath away.
Yeah, that's what a we surreal had been moment.
For. I know.
What a surreal moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
So it is the barn has really just been a gateway for us to be able to expand what we're doing from a human standpoint. The Senior Paw Project has grown exponentially. Actually, today we're heading up to Waterbury to hand out our holiday gift bags with the mayor of Waterbury.
Oh, that's awesome.
For these people that we serve. For a lot of them, it's their only gift. And so there's 492 seniors that we provide year-round basic care for their pets.
Wow.
That this year, that program grew by 26%.
I believe it.
It is crazy the amount of work that we've been able to accomplish. And we're a team of now seven with the two educators.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. I mean, but I'm glad that you touched on that, Jenny, because I want people to, obviously, I'm stoked about the barn and just so many endless opportunities in that space. And it truly is, in my humble opinion, like the most beautiful barn I've ever seen in my entire life. It is unbelievable. And listen, I lived in Vermont for 10 years. I've seen a barn or two. That barn is, and I don't know if it's just because every single detail was thought out so perfectly. I mean, my favorite part of that is the hallway leading to the bathroom, which sounds so weird, right? Because it's this grand, beautiful, I mean, architecturally it's perfect, and the chandeliers and everything. But that hallway leading into the bathroom, I could just sit in that hallway like all day. I could just sit there. Those portraits of Catherine are perfect. Like every single thing you could tell was so thoughtfully picked out for this barn. It's incredible.
And that's PH Architects. They've been our friends since 2013, and they have their ideas and their willingness to bring in Catherine's whimsy into a really elegant and elevated space.
Well, they did it.
So it was important for us that the barn wasn't dumbed down because we were going to do field trips, because the barn will serve our educational needs, but we're also launching corporate programming where teams, executive teams, can come in and do strategic thinking. They can do their team building meetings where we can layer in our empathy-based curriculum.
Which is huge for workplaces.
Can you imagine doing a trust seminar with a newly formed team and having your colleagues or your boss holding a massive snake or getting eye to eye with an owl? Like, and those are the types of experiences that these corporate events will have. But then not only that, the space will be a venue for private events, weddings, and
she said it and she looked over here. I'm hoping. That's what my plan is. I'm hoping to renew my vows there. I think it's such an incredible property.
And the barn gives us this multifunctional space where we can deliver programming, but we can also build sustainable revenue to help support the programming down the road.
That's amazing. Yeah. And so I did want to talk about other programs. Like you had talked about the Senior Paws. I talk about what the impact has been. So for example, you bring up that these are seniors who are still caring for animals. I mean, we've seen, unfortunately, such an increase in animal abandonment, animal cruelty. I mean, especially though, like, hey, we can't take care of these, you know, dogs or cats. They got to go to a shelter because we're getting older. But like your program is keeping pets in homes and also helping seniors who, you know, sometimes their pets are their only lifeline.
That's it.
You know, I mean, that's a big deal. So it's mostly multifaceted, it seems.
And we provide support for folks that have pets, existing relationships or companionship with their pets. Because the reality is that most people are aging in place with their pets. Mm-hmm. Families get a dog at 60, 65. That dog is going to, or cat,
till they're
is going
in their
to
70s,
live
maybe
until
80s.
Their 70s. Mm-hmm. So they go into these affordable housing communities, and most of the folks that we serve, their annual income is around $12,000. And so the cost of pet care is rising, and their Social Security benefits are not rising at the same pace, and now they start making choices. Well, am I going to feed myself, or am I going to feed
the dog?
Pet?
Right.
Last 2 weeks ago, we did a focus group, and one of the women in the community that we serve, she said, "I ran out of pet food, And I looked at my dogs and I said, well, looks like we're all eating rice this week. And 2 days later, we deliver food quarterly for their pets. And she's like, the food showed up. And she said, wow, it was a game changer because then I could go and buy groceries for myself. So
that's amazing.
Yeah. It's not a ton that we provide. I wish we could do more, but it's basic. It's pet food and it's basic wellness care.
It's a big deal.
Those two things alone allows the seniors the peace of mind that they're no longer anxious. Yeah. There's a dignity to all of this where they can keep and care for their pet.
Mm-hmm.
And the pets aren't relinquished into the shelters.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a win-win.
Yeah. And you've also, I mean, I don't even know how many animals at this point you've gotten adopted.
Thousands.
That's what I thought.
Thousands.
Thousands of animals have been adopted through the foundation. I mean, it's unbelievable. I want to make sure people know, if you obviously want to learn more about the foundation, but also you want to, you know, give, we love that. The other thing that I get a lot of questions about is the inquiries about school field trips with the Catherine's Learning Barn. Is that all on your website?
It is. And so folks can go to cvhfoundation.org and then when they're there, just reach out directly to info and they will be put in direct contact with our director of education. Ken will walk through what are the needs. All of our school curriculum is NGSS aligned. And so teachers and administrators can actually look at where is there a gap and let us help fill in and take that burden off the school teachers.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. So we will also link all this information to our website, voiceofct.com. And Jenny Hubbard, I love you. I want to thank you so much for making time and coming in studio.
Thank you.
I will see you really soon.
Yeah.
Okay, good. We still have to do a barn tour. Derek hasn't seen it yet.
I know. You got to get married there.
I know. Well, that's the plan, right? That's the plan. I appreciate you. Thank you so much, Jenny Hubbard. And again, that is Catherine Violet Hubbard Foundation and Catherine's Learning Barn, the Animal Sanctuary. It's incredible. We will link all of that information to our website, voiceofct.com.